Brian Benson grew up in the North Woods of Wisconsin. He's worked as a magazine editor, Spanish teacher, landscaper, and jazz musician. Brian now lives in Portland, Oregon, where he teaches writing at the Attic Institute. Going Somewhere, A Bicycle Journey Across America, is his first book. Welcome, Brian, and thanks for joining us on the Book Report.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show.
How did you begin planning your bike trip from Wisconsin to the West Coast?
Right. Planning is kind of a funny word. I didn't come up with the idea for the bike trip. I actually was traveling and ended up in Quetzaltenango, Guatemala, where I met a woman named Rachel and totally fell for her for many different reasons, not least of which was that she really knew what she wanted and where she wanted to go. And one of the things that she wanted to do is take a cross-country bike trip. And I had really no idea what I wanted to do at that point. I just knew that I wanted to be with her. And then I wanted to have something to focus on. And so when she brought that idea up, it just sounded like exactly what I didn't know I wanted to do.
All right. During the trip, you and Rachel had many magical moments, as well as plenty of frustrations with one another. Could any relationship survive such a journey?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, ours certainly has, in that we're very, very close still. But, I think it's a really particular set of challenges that it places on a relationship. You know, I think in any relationship, once you really get to know a person or with them for a while, the little things start to crop up and present challenges. And you have disagreements over things that are said or not said, or just the tiniest little things. Like on this trip, Rachel lost a couple of chocolate bars that were gross chocolate, not even good chocolate. But I was super upset about that. And I think that, and I realize how ridiculous that is, by the way, but I think that kind of thing happens in any relationship, but it definitely gets exacerbated when you are sweaty and unshowered and probably malnourished most of the time. I think it places a lot of strain on a relationship, but also really strengthens it because you get to see each other at your absolute best and worst.
Right. You described cycling alone as an orgy of freedom. Do you think ultimately you might have been happier doing the entire trip on your own as your friend Galen did?
I forgot that I described it that way.
Yes, you did.
I had these fantasies about what it would be like to ride on my own because I felt like I was the whole time trying to balance my love for Rachel and the joy of really being able to share it with her with just not just wanting to know what it would be like to do that on my own, but to do something on my own, to pick something and have the conviction to follow through on it. And since the trip in the book, I have actually done a couple of long cross-country rides on my own, and I loved those as well. But I can't say that one was better than the other. They were very different, and there were some moments when I rode alone that were just wonderful when I was out by myself and hadn't seen a car for a really long time and just knew that I was the only person in the world who knew where I was, and something about that felt really just fleeting and wonderful. But there were other times when I really wanted somebody to share it with and definitely missed being out there with Rachel. So I don't think it's a better or worse. I think that there are huge benefits to both.
Right. Your trip was about 2 months long, the one you took with Rachel, and about 2,500 miles. Have you ever done an East Coast to West Coast trip?
I still have not. No, I've ridden one more time now between Portland and northern Wisconsin, and have also ridden from Portland down to San Francisco on some shorter trips as well, but I've not been on a bike long distance east of Wisconsin yet, and I would love to do that.
I have to ask you, have men and women reacted differently to the book? Because frankly, when I was reading the book, there were times I thought you were being a total jerk to Rachel.
Yeah, I really was, The difficult part for me about writing the book was trying to be honest about what was going through my head versus what I was saying versus what I now think. And, being able to honestly portray how I was being a jerk without apologizing for or condoning it from where I stand right now. With narrative nonfiction, I think it's difficult, definitely, to separate the author and the character. There have been some different reactions, but honestly, it hasn't been such a gendered thing. There have definitely been men who have said that exactly to me, like, what's wrong with you? Why were you being such a jerk?
Okay. Rachel was from Portland, and during your journey, she looked forward to returning there, but you seemed really ambivalent about getting to Portland, and yet you live there now. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I'd visited Portland with Rachel before we took the trip, and I loved Portland. Totally loved it. But I was there, or here for about, I guess, a week and a half, and it was easy to just fall in love with it as a place to visit. But everywhere that I had been with Rachel was a place that she owned, you know. I met her in a city in Guatemala that she had been in for a long time before me. And then in Portland as well, you know, she had all these friends and these deep connections. And I met her when I was in a place of pretty deep insecurity, which I think also, you know, goes to explain some of the jerkiness that we were just talking about. But I really didn't feel comfortable with the idea of putting myself in a place that was so fully hers. And, you know, that definitely was an issue when we arrived. And I think that, you know, the fact that I'm here now is just a statement of having stuck around and built my own connections to the place. You know, my sister lives in Portland now as well, which definitely makes it feel a lot more like home. But I was definitely afraid of it the whole time we were riding.
We're speaking with Brian Benson on the Book Report. You wrote your trip was a messy collage of moments. Can you share a high and a low?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think one of the biggest lows would be just a variety of days riding in North Dakota and Montana when, like we were talking about with the, you know, just the strains in the relationship, day after day of headwind, of not seeing many towns at all. We were just eating food from gas stations, so like not feeling super great because of that. We weren't really able to talk at that point because we'd been together 24 hours a day for weeks and had just run out of things to say to each other. You know, I remember thinking that I was going to have all these big, deep thoughts on the trip, but I just wasn't at that point having any thoughts at all besides the first verse of Home on the Range going through my head over and over again because we were in ranchland. So, yeah, you know, that I kind of felt like I had this big, epic journey in mind, and then somehow that's how it ended up being, you know?
Right.
But, so, you know, that was a low point. There were so many high points. You know, one early in the trip that I can think of is we didn't plan our route really at all. We were committed to, you know, being individuals and avoiding amassing helpful resources, which was not really the best idea. But we did end up getting some really nice surprises. There was this bike trail that we happened upon in northern Minnesota that at that point was 85 miles. I think it's now 130. And it's not the rails to trails kind of conversion. It's actually a specific path built just for bikers that winds through the woods, beautiful part of Minnesota, and connects to all these small towns. And it was just this total surprise to end up there, and it felt like an amusement park built for us almost. And, you know, that was one of the biggest highlights, but there were so many moments like that where just by virtue of not knowing what to expect from not having planned it particularly well, we just got so pleasantly surprised.
You came across this great quote along the way: life is not a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty and well-preserved body, but rather to skid in broadside, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, wow, what a ride. I love that. Did you ever find out who wrote it?
Yeah, you know, I guess it's Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, well, that would make sense, huh?
Right, yeah. You know, first when I looked it up, because Leanne, who had it up on her wall, she didn't have it attributed there. And I found it in a book about golf. I just, you know, Googled it really quick and assumed, okay, it was this guy who wrote a book about golf. But someone actually told me a little while later that it was from a Thompson book, which makes sense.
Do you have a website where people can get additional details about the trip?
If anybody's curious about that bike tour, they can find all the details on my website, which is brianbensonwrites.com, so BRIANBENSONWRITES.com.
What words of advice can you offer for folks who are considering a journey like yours?
So I think if I were to look at it now, what would be really a great way to do it is find a destination that's nearby to where you're at, like 30 miles, a place you'd like to go, a campground, something like that, and then try it out, you know? Have a nice, approachable ride. See how the weight feels on your bike. There are a bunch of resources online for what you should pack. You could just Google bike touring pack lists, and you'd find a million. But there's one by Ellie Blue, E-L-L-Y Blue, that she made a postcard online that is really great. You can just print the postcard up, and it's got a really, really fun checklist of things that you're going to want to make sure to bring with. And So yeah, you can do that, and then just, you know, make notes when you do your trip of things that you wish you had and things that you wish you hadn't brought with. And so that's probably the smart way to do it. What you could also do is what we did, which is just naively plan this thing and learn trial by fire and go much further than you have business going.
Thanks, Brian. It was great to read your book.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate this.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye.